College graduation season is nearly upon us, although this year's season will look quite different because of the coronavirus pandemic. Some schools have canceled their ceremonies, others are postponed to the fall, while some are moving them online. As Jill Kaufman reports, some graduating students will still don a cap and gown this May, even if they won't get that diploma in person.
When the COVID-19 pandemic hit and students all over the country were sent home to finish up the school year, it soon became clear that graduation ceremonies would also be canceled. University of Massachusetts Amherst Associate Chancellor Nancy Buffone says seniors in the class of 2020 let them know.
They really wanted their caps and gowns for May 8th, even though there was not going to be a virtual ceremony. They want to celebrate the day that they should have been at McGurk Stadium graduating.
Caps and gowns are often shipped to campus bookstores, but at UMass and other schools, some students are requesting they be shipped home. That's what UMass senior Noah Miranda did. He is among the 5,500 undergrads disappointed not to walk next month.
Especially after working for 4 years and really like devoting my life to like education, what I've done so far. So that's been difficult.
Miranda, who was a dorm RA, is living back home with his family in southeastern Massachusetts. He has plans to go to medical school. Meanwhile, he's been volunteering as a patient escort at Mass General Hospital. So while self-isolating from his family, in a few weeks they do plan to have what he called some kind of normal graduation day.
I'll go outside, cap and gown on, and we plan on taking those pictures.
You know what the most frequent question is? Which side do I wear my tassel?
Joe D'Angelo is president of Oak Hall Cap and Gown, based in Virginia. It's contracted with the University of Connecticut and about 1,800 other colleges in the U.S. Putting that cap and gown on, D'Angelo says, ceremony or not, signifies we made it.
We worked very hard in high school, we worked very hard in college, and then to slip that robe on or to slip the cap and tassel on is just a sign of achievement.
Demand for graduation regalia is not as high this season, but D'Angelo has faith the orders will resume. Meanwhile, employees at 4 different Oak Hall locations are behind sewing machines 6.5 feet apart, making tens of thousands of face masks every week for staff at hospitals run by Johns Hopkins. When news of the pandemic hit, the Smith College class of 2020 already had their caps and gowns in hand for the tradition of wearing them at something called Rally Day in February. Smith will have a virtual commencement complete with its A-list graduation speaker, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Mount Holyoke students are having their college scarves sent home, but at UMass, for now, online, Nancy Buffone says staff are working on making something memorable.
So we are planning a special mini event on May 8th, the day they would have graduated. And we've got a few surprises that we're working on for them.
Buffone wouldn't say what. Could it be a speech from Cardi B? She did play UMass in 2018. Or maybe it's a dozen top UMass officials doing the Go UMass fight song on Zoom. In all seriousness, Buffone did wonder if students would decorate their caps, as is tradition, and toss them in the air. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jill Kaufman.